So there was some footage that looked as if the ice was quite dangerous and wet. How did it feel for you to film in the spring of 2018 and 2019 when the ice was so thin and covered less of Kotzebue Sound? Were you afraid, or did you take certain protocols to ensure your safety in those conditions?
Great question. So Kotzebue Sound, especially in 2018 and 2019, was what many people say, very sketchy. It was thin, there wasn't much ice coverage, and it was so different that the elders many times said, we can't use our traditional knowledge to navigate on the ice right now. And Ross said in 2018 that he wouldn't go out if someone paid him. And he's usually a very active hunter. So to hear that from him, that he wouldn't even go out. And they all at some point had said that numerous times. And so whenever I went out on the ice, I was always with someone who could read the ice. And the sea ice is so hard to read. There's over 30 words for sea ice in the Inupiaq language. And there's things to look at. There's color, there's crystalline structure, there's layering of different textures that you can see, especially when it looks more like glass. And then there's water on top, there's water down below, there's water that floods up. And all these things tell you what the ice is doing. And still to this day, of all the years I've been working in the sea ice environment, I don't feel comfortable reading it myself. And, you know, there's also things like cracks. There's cracks all over in the ice. Some of them are dangerous and some of them are not. And there's a way of telling by looking at it. And so I did feel on this project at times that I was risking my life. And I just decided to take that risk. And there were times where we felt especially unsafe and we wore life jackets. It got to that point. And we all joked about it and laughed and were kind of embarrassed to wear life jackets on the sea ice because locals don't really do that. But it got that dangerous. But we were always listening to the elders, and there were times where they said, you know, we can't go out anymore this year, this spring. We need to stop doing research. And so, you know, we listen to them. They're the experts.